Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast is issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 23rd of October. There are warnings of gales in South Atsara, Forties, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes, and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Faroes 973, expected Rockall 985 by 1800 Thursday. Low Plymouth 983, expected Netherlands 972 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsara. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 to 6, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. South Atsara, 40s. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 6 to gale 8. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 in Dogger and Humber later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Thames, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 except in Dover. Veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west or northwest 6 to gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Sole, northwest 7 to severe gale 9. Occasionally storm 10 at first in Fitzroy, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, northwest 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm force 10 at first in Bailey, becoming northeast 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest backing northeast later 4 to 6, showers, good. Faroes, cyclonic becoming northeast later 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, decreasing 4 to 6 later, rain or sleet, poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tarry Automatic, north-northwest 3, recent drizzle, 22 miles, 990, rising slowly. Stornoway, south by west 3, 35 miles, 988, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 3, 22 miles, 990, rising. Weak automatic, west 1, 19 miles, 990, now falling. Aberdeen, northeast 1, 27 miles, 990, falling slowly. Lucas, west by north 2, 12 miles, 990, falling slowly. Boomer, west 1, 8 miles, 990, falling slowly. Bridlington, southeast by east 3, 989, falling. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, southeast by east 7, 1,000 meters, 985. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, south by west 7, 1 mile, 979. St. Catherine's Point automatic, northeast 4, 981, falling more slowly. Jazzy, southwest 6, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 982, falling. Channel, light vessel automatic. North by east 5, 2 miles, 980. Silly automatic, west-northwest 1, heavy rain. 1800 meters, 986, now rising. Milford Haven, northeast 2, slight rain, 6 miles, 986, falling more slowly. Aberporth, southeast 3, more than 38 miles, 986, falling. Valley, northeast by north 2, 11 miles, 988, falling. Liverpool Crosby, east by north 2, 11 miles, 988, falling. Valencia, north by west 3, recent rain, 24 miles, 989, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north 3, 24 miles, 989, falling. Malinhead, northwest by west 1, 24 miles, 990, falling more slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, east by south 1, mist 2 miles, 989, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 22nd of October. General situation. The UK currently lies in a west to southwesterly airflow with showers affecting some areas. However, a deepening area of low pressure is moving northeastwards across southeastern England. This will bring gales or severe gales to many southern and southeastern coasts on Thursday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 4 to 6 later, showers, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 5 to 7 later, showers then rain later, good occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east or northeast 3 to 5, backing north or northwest 6 to gale 8 later, showers then rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, showers or rain, good, becoming moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain at times, good, becoming moderate or poor later. North Foreland to Selsabil, cyclonic becoming westerly or northwesterly later, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time in east, showers, then rain later, perhaps thundery, good becoming moderate or poor later. Selsabil to Lyme Regis, north or northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, backing west 5 to 7 later, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good becoming moderate or poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Good becoming moderate or poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming west or northwest 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest, then west later. 6 to gale 8. Showers, good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East 4 or 5, backing northwest, then west later. 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man. North or northeast 3 or 4, backing northwest 5 to 7, backing west 5 or 6 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in North Channel, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest 3 or 4, backing west, then becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly becoming cyclonic, then northeasterly later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west. Showers, moderate or good. Shetland Isles, south becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. We'll be joining the BBC World Service shortly. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a good night.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Charlotte Gallagher.
These are tremendous sanctions. These are very big. Those are against their two big oil companies. And we hope that they won't be on for long. We hope that the war will be settled.
Donald Trump hits Vladimir Putin in the pocket with sanctions on Russian oil firms. Will it help bring peace to Ukraine? The latest on Washington's war against drug cartels as the US military destroys another boat off South America. Also, the Louvre reopens after the audacious jewel heist.
Some of my friends back in America, when I sent them pictures of me coming to Paris, they sent me a message and said, hey, were you the one that stole the jewels from the Louvre?
And why climbing Mount Everest just isn't as impressive as it used to be.
Everest is equipped with fixed ropes, and it's taking like the easiest route. And in the end, this normal route is not difficult.
All that to come. First, the news bulletin.
Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The United States has announced new sanctions against Russia, targeting its energy sector, including its two largest oil companies. A statement said the punitive measures were taken because of the Kremlin's lack of serious commitment to a peace process to end the war in Ukraine. It said the move would hinder Moscow's ability to raise revenue for its war machine and support its weakening economy. Speaking from the Oval Office alongside the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, President Trump said the sanctions would have a big impact.
They'll certainly have an impact. They're massive sanctions. The two biggest oil companies, among the biggest in the world, but they're Russian. They do a lot of oil. And hopefully it'll push, hopefully he'll become reasonable, and hopefully Zelensky will be reasonable too. You know, it takes two to tango, as they say.
The new sanctions mark a significant turnaround for the Trump administration, which hasn't followed through on several previous threats. Our Washington correspondent, Nomia Iqbal, explains more about the new sanctions.
Despite the fact Donald Trump having run out of patience, I mean, he's also said that he cancelled that meeting that he was planning to have with President Putin. He said that the meeting will still happen sometime in the future. But he also said that these sanctions were necessary. Oil sanctions are a weapon often used by Washington to basically starve a country they consider rogue of revenue in order to change policy. Now, whether or not that works on Russia, we'll see. We'll see what Russia's reaction is. But he hopes that they won't last for long.
The United States has struck another alleged drug smuggling vessel in international waters, this time off the Colombian coast in the Pacific Ocean. Previous strikes had hit a boat in the South Caribbean. The US says the attack killed two people. It comes as a dispute worsens between President Trump and Colombia's President Gustavo Petro over the US naval military campaign against drug trafficking. Ione Wells reports.
This is now the eighth strike of its kind by the US, which says it has now killed 34